Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Gantenbein. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Fred Chapman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Buck Ross. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Buck Ross. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Wilson. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jack Wilson. And now, play ball. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Wilson covering, for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses strikes out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a pop-up towards third. Gantenbein settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Cronin fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. There goes Siebert. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman strikes out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 0 for 1 in the game. Gantenbein hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chapman. Gelbert moves to second. Jack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gelbert scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 1 in the game. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. McCoy reaches second base with a double. Hayes moves to third. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hayes scores. McCoy moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Bill Fleming now pitching. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Athletics. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Doerr takes first base on ball 4. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 1 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Chapman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kramer. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert takes first base on ball 4. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 0 for 2 in the game. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. DiMaggio steals second. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 2 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. It's Athletics, 3, Red Sox, 3. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kramer moves to second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Fred Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gantenbein for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gantenbein fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gelbert hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops it up and throws to first, with Fleming covering, for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chapman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DiMaggio. The throw from Hayes and he is out, McCoy applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to second. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Fred Chapman. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Buck Ross. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato pinch runs for Chubby Dean. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into left field. William settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Brancato now playing shortstop. Ed Husser now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox is called out on strikes. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-3 in the game. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got one RBI. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Chapman moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chapman scores. Johnson moves to third. It's Athletics, 4, Red Sox, 4. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Johnson scores. Siebert moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-4, Athletics. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Husser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Husser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 3 in the game. Finney bunts towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Stan Spence pinch hits for Charlie Gelbert. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr scores. It's Athletics, 5, Red Sox, 5. Joe Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing bunts towards the mound. Husser fields it and throws to first for the out. Spence moves to second. Two outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Carey now playing third base. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato hits a line drive into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gantenbein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantenbein is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Gantenbein hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kramer takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kramer moves to third. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 4 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. Williams moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Philadelphia Athletics, 5. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.